as a party, we are concerned that the by-elections have been scheduled for Wednesday, which is ordinarily a working day. And our concern arises from the fact that the majority of our supporters are working class, and their right to vote is jeopardized by the holding of the polls on a working day. This is especially poignant in view of the fact that the bulk of the by-elections are being held in urban constituencies. And it is common cause that workers leave homes before 7 a.m., if they are to get to work by 8 a.m. And if they knock off at 5, they can hardly make it back home because of the transport rules that we're all aware of. So they may not make it before 7 o'clock, which is the closure of the polling day. So it wasn't clear whether the president will declare Wednesday, 10 June 2015, a public holiday to enable citizens to exercise their constitutional right to vote in the by-elections. So we wrote that letter for the president to clarify the matter. And in our letter, we've indicated that we would have appreciated a response within 7 days, of which that 7 days has lapsed and we haven't gotten any response. So we are intending to take that matter up with our constitutional court, and we are getting help from the Zimbabwe Lawyer for Human Rights.
Some independent candidates are complaining of harassment by some ZANU-PF members. Are you also facing the same problems?
Of course. I'm sure you should note that ZANU-PF is a party that uses violence to win elections. Actually, on Thursday, 30 April 2015, our activists were actually attacked by ZANU-PF thugs. They were pelted with stones and sticks. We reported this matter to Glenview Police Station, and of course, they said they would be investigating the incident.